The representative of the Human Rights Watch Group in Thailand, Sunai Pasuk, sees no improvement in southernmost Thailand, where more than 1,000 people have been killed in the past 2 years in clashes between government troops and Muslim separatists.
The militant attack on daily basis. The government seems to be unable to prevent the militant attack or arrest anyone or persecute anyone. So that has eroded the confidence of Muslims in the government.
He made the remark on the eve of the second anniversary Friday of clashes in three southernmost provinces in which more than 100 people died. Suspected Muslim militants seeking to separate the region from predominantly Buddhist Thailand attacked police installations and killed several policemen. 32 men who took refuge in an ancient mosque in Pattani province were killed when security forces attacked. 6 months later, security forces rounded up 1,300 men during a protest in the province of Narathiwat and crammed them into trucks. 85 of them died, mostly from suffocation. The head of the Lawyers' Council of Thailand, Somchai Chomlaor, says charges that government troops used excessive force were investigated, but no action was taken.
The recommendation made by the independent committee set up by the government has never been implemented. No government officer is disciplined or even prosecuted.
The Thai government says it is making progress in quelling the violence in the south. It says it has detained many separatist leaders and is addressing the deep-seated grievances the population has against the central government. However, Sunai of Human Rights Watch says the violence continues, and a major reason is the high level of impunity in the south.
Either militant violence or government-sponsored violence, none of them have been properly addressed to the Thai legal system. So it's not surprising that rogue officials or militants are still willing to commit violence on a daily basis.
He notes that security officials have taken measures to avoid major incidents that anger the local population, but he says an emergency law imposed last year, which allows authorities to detain people without charge and protect security forces from legal charges, has added to a climate of fear and alienation. Scott Bobb, VOA News, Bangkok.